When it comes to pirate radio stations, opinion is divided. Some listeners love hearing a bit of underground music and community voices. Others think they're a menace that interferes with emergency services radios. But what you can't argue about is that they are illegal. They're also found in cities across the country. Pirate radio DJ Shock took Five Live reporter Nick Davies on a tour of his studio in Leeds.
I'm Shock. I'm a representative of Radio Frequency in Leeds, and we're just about to enter the studio now, and we'll see what goes on in there.
Once you're through that door, there's a labyrinth of other doors, and that's what it's about, you know, it's the discretion is the key.
Rhythm on the Loose, Frequency across Leeds. Alex Pepper's Retro Fest before that.
You've had a bit of local difficulty today, haven't you?
We have, yeah. We've had a little visit from Ofcom today. They took the transmitter and the aerial. But we just do what we do. We just go back and set up another one at another location and get back on again.
How long did it take you to get back on air?
Usually a couple of hours. Depends, really, if I've got everything to hand.
Across Leeds, Alex Pepper's Retro Fest with Blake.
What you do is illegal.
It doesn't really bother me, to be honest with you, because I don't think about it as being illegal. You know, problem, you know, on a law basis, yeah, on a piece of paper, yeah, it's a law, it's broken. But, you know, it's, to me, I look at it like on a moral level, that I don't think there's any sort of moral wrongdoing.
Property of HM government. Trident.
Some things are all vital.
Stopthegunz.org.
On the station, we've got adverts for like community groups for like drug abuse and, you know, the Trident anti-gun campaign and stuff like that. You know, we try and promote a positive message across that if, because, you know, when, there's no denying that stuff like that does go on within the communities, drug abuse and, you know, violence between, you know, racial tension and all this sort of stuff. So, you know, us being here is not going to make it go away, but we try to portray and give, you know, a message to people. If they want help within a certain aspect of something, there's a number you can ring. You can speak to that person, this person, you know, and provide a public service that way.
Hi, my name's Ben. I'm from Leeds. It's quite bad, actually, trying to get a good station because there's loads of pirate ones which interfere a lot when you're just trying to get to even to, like, Radio 1 or Galaxy or something. It's kind of like this. It's like tuning out. It sounds like a real mess. I don't really get it. I don't really probably take time to kind of listen to type of music they're playing. It just seems like a bit of a noise. I just want to get it off.
That was our reporter Nick Davies, who was there talking to DJ Shock, and he went on a tour of Shock's studio there. So quite a few interesting things, which we will now discuss. I'm joined by DJ Henry G, who used to run a pirate radio station not far from here in Shepherd's Bush. Hi, DJ Henry G.
Hello there.
What were you trying
it's
to
Henny
say?
G. It's Henny G, by the way.
So it is. Henny. So it is. I apologise.
I don't know who put that R in.
I did. I misread it. So it's entirely my fault.
No,
what were you? You were expressing some surprise that I was here.
No, I didn't realise it was you, you know.
What does that mean?
It was your recognisable face, you know. No one mentioned Richard Bacon, but I'm here. So.
Okay, would you have still come if you'd known it was me?
No, of course, definitely.
Okay. And I see you also in the studio, Claudia Webb from the Operation Trident Independent Advisory Group, which is trying to tackle gun crime in London. And we heard in that report about how that station in particular has been promoting that cause and that interest. And Robert Tellen Bartholomew is from Ofcom. His team carries out raids to shut down pirates across the UK. Hello, Robert.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening to you. How many pirates roughly are there, do you think, operating across the UK?
Well, our current estimate is there's about 150 illegal broadcast stations across the UK, with something like 50% of that within the London area.
Really? That's interesting. It's an awful lot. 75 different pirate radio stations operating across the London area. And I assume the broadcast equipment they have varies widely, so some reach a tiny area, do they?
Yes, certainly. I mean, there are different types of illegal broadcasters. Some of them are extremely high power, covering large parts of London. Some of them are slightly lower power, but still covering quite considerable parts of the capital. And the real problem with this is that it really interferes with the safety of life systems in and around London.
It interferes with what, sorry?
It interferes with the safety of life systems. So things like fire, ambulance, air traffic control, etc. And this is the real heart of the problem of illegal broadcasting that we encounter.
Why don't conventional FM stations interfere with fire and ambulance frequencies?
Well, for exactly the reason that they're licensed. Ofcom licenses these stations, and it's not just the content and what's said on the broadcast station that we license, but also the frequency, the power, the type of antennas. And it is actually one of my other teams that go around and checking up the power levels and making sure that they're not interfering to these other essential radio users.
And of course, there is an issue as well for those licensed broadcasters who are very frequently interfered with. I mean, this is a problem, I imagine, for most stations on FM in London. I was trying to listen to Radio 2 the other day, and I had to start on my car radio. I stopped at about four radio stations where I thought Radio 2 would be. I used to work for XFM in London as well, and their signal in North London, you can barely hear it in North London because of the amount of pirate stations. There are a lot of them, but they also do some good work, don't they? And we heard there, Robert, about how they've been promoting Operation Trident.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the issues that we have is in research that Ofcom carried out earlier this year, that that some of the stations are providing the type of content which isn't found elsewhere on legitimate stations, but we can't get away from the fact that they are causing interference and they are illegal. Now, to try and look at this content issue, Ofcom are carrying out some more work on that and further research helping us shape where we want to take this sort of issue and how we're going to tackle the problem in the future as well. But we can't get away from that interference issue, and interference to legitimate stations is yet another facet in the problem that's caused.
DJ Henny G, you used to run a station out of Shepherd's Bush. Mm-hmm. Do you work at a pirate station anymore?
Not anymore.
No. What do you say to that point there, that they are the serious point, that they interfere with the frequencies of the emergency services?
To be honest with you, I mean, if there was, I mean, I'm not going to lie, there is pirate radio stations that do interfere with legal stations, but it's not every single pirate station. I know that, because when you do, if I was a pirate putting up a transmit on a tower block and it started interfering with ambulance services, I can guarantee you probably within...
How would you know, though?
So how
would you know that they were interfering?
Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes you could be interfering with other stations around you, which you would be able to tell. But the ambulance services, I wouldn't know that.
And that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, but then Ofcom will come out within a few hours and take you off air instantly.
Is it that quick?
Well, it's happened to others. It's happened to other stations before, not particularly us, because we made sure our equipment was running properly and we weren't interfering with any legal stations.
But you just said you wouldn't really know if you were interfering with an ambulance.
Because
and that's more important than interfering with
radio. No, of course. The ambulance services are important, the airline services, all that kind of stuff. But we've never been in touch with that. But it has happened to other stations, but it's not every station. I think that sometimes we've been looked down, and it's very stereotypical, kind of everything is just, we're all interfering and we're doing this and we're doing that. There's a lot of stations out there that have survived. Like, there's certain stations that's been on for more than 10 years, and if they were interfering, they would have been shut down. But they're still there today.
But can you see why Ofcom have got a legitimate point here, and
no,
why a lot of them, or some of them, need to be shut down? There's no question about it. You can't support them all.
There is careless pirates out there. We all know that. But the ones that has survived are the ones that are serious and know what they're doing, and probably they might deserve a little license in the future.
Okay. Robert, are there responsible pirate radio stations?
Well, there are stations that don't cause interference, quite rightly, as Henny says, all the time. However, you can't tell. You yourself said that, you know, the quality of the equipment they use varies, and the installation and the way it's installed. So whilst there may be illegal broadcasters who try to keep away from areas that are a problem, you can't get away from these transmitters causing problem. I mean, to give you some figures, last year in London, we dealt with 1,085 that we removed in London. We raided 285 studios, and the figure on safety of life, or these emergency systems, which sometimes people say are just made up, or Ofcom trying to just make the figures up, we actually dealt with 70 interference cases that were specifically affecting emergency services last year. So that's roughly more than one a week, and I don't know about you, one a week or just one in a year is more than enough for me.
But is it possible for some pirate radio stations to ensure that they're not interfering with emergency services or other broadcast stations? Are there some that do that successfully and therefore don't cause any real problems?
I'm not aware of any station that's never caused a problem, and the only way to assure that they do is through a licensing mechanism, and that's the point of licensing in the broadcast band.
Let's just bring in Claudia Webb then from the Operation Trident Independent Advisory Group. You're trying to tackle gun crime in London.
Yeah, and I mean, just listening to the debate, it's obviously clear that the contradiction is that many of these stations are actually covering the very issues that are often left off the agenda of mainstream radios. And in a sense, with where there's very little alternatives in terms of black programming, it's almost as though black community members are left between a rock and a hard place with no place to go. And what, in a sense, we fall into the trap of doing, perhaps, is criminalising the very community members that are also trying to promote a community message and provide some good.
But it is a criminal activity.
Well, it is. I mean, it's clearly illegal. I mean, many of the radio ads that they're playing, for example, related to Trident, some of those which you heard, are actually not supplied by Trident.
No.
So therefore,
but that doesn't make what they're doing legal. And of course, if a station, if Ofcom decided to be lenient with stations that played adverts for Trident, then it could be used as a tactic.
Well,
by
nobody's
pirates,
asking
couldn't it?
Nobody's asking it to be lenient. But what I'm saying is that there's a societal responsibility, because in a sense, history has shown that the black community has grown up with the concept of pirate radio stations, and it's been around for 20 years. It's been around when I was a young
person. But there's
a
societal and a community responsibility to make sure that the emergency services frequencies aren't interfered
with. There is that, but there's also the thing about that it's almost as though pirate radios are almost a victim of their own success, because the very people, for example, that we're trying to target and attract in terms of Trident type of criminality, they're the very people that listen to pirate radio stations. And yet the police, for example, will not legally advertise on pirate radio stations.
I mean, Robert, you must have some sympathy with that point.
Well, I hear what Claudia's saying, and actually my teams work with the Trident project actually in undertaking these raids, because we do find weapons, guns and gang culture within some of the illegal broadcasters, not every one of them, but some of them.
Sorry, Robbie, I might as well just get Claudia to respond to that point before you make the rest of your point. That's interesting, isn't it?
Well,
it's
very interesting, but I think, I mean, I'm not sure if that's a throwaway comment. I think that you're
But there must be. Do you disagree with that? The suggestion that there are some people who operate pirate radio stations who are involved in gun crime, not trying to deter gun crime.
Well, certainly in terms of Trident type activities, that's not come upon our radar.
Robert, is that true?
Yes, it is. We do work with them, and in fact, we work very closely with the Met Police and other organisations on these matters, because the safety to my staff and the wider crimes are involved in some of the stations, not all of them, but some of them.
DJ Henny G.
Well, to be honest with you, me personally, in all the years, I mean, I'm 21 years old of age. I was doing the pirate radio game myself for 4 years, and that stopped quite recently. But I've been playing as a DJ on pirate radio for about 10 years from a very young age. I've never seen anything to do with guns. And if there is stations out there that are involved with guns, it's probably something, I wouldn't say it's to do with the radio, do you know what I mean? It might be something outside of it, or it might be a personal thing. But I wouldn't say it couldn't be in the pirate radio station, because we don't promote these things. Most pirate stations that I listen to still to this day, they're always trying, like Claudia said.
Yeah, that's interesting. Robert, you might be making an unfair connection there. You raid a radio station, there's guns there, maybe nothing to do with the radio station, though.
Well, it may not be to do specifically with the radio station, but it's associated with that type of activity. Now, I'm not saying that every station's like this. There's definitely stations we do come up with guns and large amounts of drugs where it is being distributed. And I'm not saying every station. But
Robert, some do good work, don't they? Some of them do good work. Some of them are responsible.
Some of the stations are trying to get a community message across, but of course Ofcom does have community licences as well, and we've just licensed over 120 community
DJ Henny G.
But this is the thing that I don't understand. I mean, I've read in papers, I've been on the internet, I mean, that's why you don't really see a lot of pirate stations going legal these days. You know, I mean, the last pirate station that I know that went legal was Kiss FM, and I was a little kid back then. And I reckon for what the government or you guys are offering us isn't enough, because how the power that we use as a pirate to get out to our listeners in London, it's not the same as a community. It's not the same. We feel that we're not treated the same. Do you know
also,
what I mean?
Also, FM, well, no, FM
could be
much,
more.
But it's also pretty much full up now, isn't it, Robert? So they're not. These people have got no chance of actually getting a proper licence. What are they to do?
Well, this is something which Ofcom are currently carrying out. As I said earlier on, we carried out some research earlier in the year looking at illegal broadcasting, because obviously we can't maintain just going and taking transmitters endlessly and stations getting back on air and the risk to safety of life. So we commissioned some research to look at the listening habits, and obviously it's not surprising there is quite a demand for illegal or the type of music or content that's on illegal broadcasters. Now, we're taking that forward, working with a number of partners, both around government, etc., and taking that forward and looking at what options we can come up with for the future.
DJ Energy, just before we wrap this up now, what was your sort of style of presenting when you were on Pirate Radio?
Quite similar to what we're doing right
really?
Now.
Really?
Very professional. I mean, we're all young.
I'm not doubting that, but that's not what I expect from Pirate. I expect shout out.
Well, of course.
Hold tight, Croydon Massive.
I mean, we'll do that. We'll have a phone line in the studio. People, little kids,
do us a bit.
Texting in, phoning in, saying they're listening from this place, and it will give us a little buzz. But the main, as the years, as I got older, we kind of got...
isn't the problem about reducing black people to the issue of black entertainment, to black culture? Really, what pirates do is offer debate and discussion and a dialogue. It's about black programming, and we have to go back to the root base.
DJ Energy, you seem like a great broadcast. I've not heard you on air, but you do seem very good. Right, we're going to leave it there, I'm afraid. It's nice midnight.
Thank you.
Live news, live sport.